Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Special guest host Kim Zanow, photographer, Saugatuck, Michigan. And Mason Dixon.
Hey, he's starting
to get excited about racing happening.
We're going racing
here
tonight, Rob Dog. Moondog Motorsports. How did the Moondog?
Try not to scream into the microphone, okay?
Sorry, Rob Dog. Yep. I just get excited.
I know you're
sometimes
excited. I get it. But one of the things we wanted to talk about, because we started last week with the first song of the songumentary. The five songs about Bam Bam.
Yeah, you're going to play Bam Bam again. That's a good song. Yep. I like hearing those old tall tales.
Yep, so if you missed the first one, you can go back on the show last week and listen to it and find the legend of Bam Bam. And, man, I've got this my phone turned off, and it just keeps freaking dinging. Now it's the computer that's dinging. I tell you what, man, this has turned into a sloppy organization within about 10 minutes.
Main name snappers all around.
Driving me nuts. You know, I tell people not to call me at a certain time, and that's all they do.
He's grouchy, folks.
We got a show full of dings. Your phone's dinging. The outside's dinging. I don't know if Kim dinged, but she's trying to say she didn't. I know how to manage my phone.
When we had James on, he had church bells going off on his phone, and we was talking to a wedding coordinator, so that was all ambient noises.
Yeah,
it made it better.
Okay. All right, well, we had another guest who I'm not going to call her out, and she didn't call in, or she's not available for us. So I wanted to talk about, did you watch some football? But, since you were supposed to bring that up and didn't.
No. See, I didn't watch no football. How about you? I thought you were going to the games.
I wasn't going to watch any football this year. I was going to take the year off for a handful of reasons. But then, of course, I found myself on Sunday. Well, there was nothing else to do at the moment, and everybody was busy, and I'm like, well, so I sat down and watched the Lions, and it was promising. They were looking pretty good.
Did they win?
No, they did their normal thing where they led the game to the very end. In the last 3 minutes, they end up losing. I can't remember what they lost or what the final score was or how much they were down, but they were up by at least 10, I think it was. But about 3 minutes after Chicago scored and they kicked the extra point and they're still winning, the one thing that I did realize that was really kind of fake about it, because I kind of put in a fake crowd, so it sounds like there's people in there even though there's nobody in the stadium. Well, what they neglected, the sound effects neglected, was to put in the boos that usually start coming.
Yeah, they probably didn't think about that.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I'm like, so the extra points gets kicked and now they're down by three or whatever it was, or the Lions were still up by three. And then the last couple drives, of course, nothing happened for the Lions. And just like usual, I'm like sitting there, I'm like, they kicked the extra point. I'm like, where are the boos? Oh, yeah, that's right. There's nobody there.
Maybe we could get one of them big old T-shirt launchers or something like that, and we could put in a bunch of, like, hot dog wrappers and popcorn containers, and we could, like, blast the field because they'll feel like they're
shoot
playing
at
home.
My
you
TV
know?
Because we can't go to the game.
No, Rob Dog, we got to, like, go down to the Lions Stadium and, like, replicate there being a real crowd there throwing hot dog wrappers and popcorn at them when they lose.
We would probably get in trouble for inciting violence because we would just be shooting them at the door because nobody can go in.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can use our
shooting
press
at the side
passes
of the building.
We can use the press passes and get in because they
print some of those up.
They let some journalists and broadcasters in and stuff.
Yeah.
Kim, you want to go with us?
I do.
If you got a big camera, that'll help us get in.
I will bring the big lens.
Oh, yeah. You got a big lens there, Rob Dog.
Just so you know, I have a much bigger video camera than any photography camera.
Hey folks, this is good. We got a videographer and a photographer, and they're going to be like,
whose camera's bigger?
Yeah, that's good.
My camera shoots 30 frames per second. It actually does 60 frames per second.
How fast is your trigger finger there?
Not as fast. Yeah, she knows it. She's already done. No, photography and video are apples and oranges, and if you want to be good at either one, you have to spend many, many years doing so.
Well, bless your hearts, both of you, for perfecting your craft.
Perfecting our craft.
You're both at the top of your game.
Well, we try. And COVID-19, I mean, for Kim, I was just talking about giving her website out. And she's like, I'm too busy to give out my website, but you can give out mine, moondogpro.net, and you can call me at any time. I'm a busy guy, but I'm always willing to find someone else, because you know what? Some days I might not have to be there and I have to find someone else.
Yeah,
to
like
do
that
so.
Time that you got hired to be a DJ, but you don't know how to be a DJ. So then you hired a DJ.
I do know how to be a DJ.
And then you pocketed some money.
I actually was a DJ in high school for several years.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That was, let me remind you, that was 30 years ago there, Rob Dog. They don't have the same technology now. You was playing 45s back then.
No, that we were on CDs there, Mason. And we still used some tapes too at that time and cassettes and cued them up. But regardless, I do know how to take two computers and a mixer and a microphone and talk and put music in at the same time.
Okay, so did you DJ at prom?
My guess is I probably had to work for the prom. You know, I probably throughout high school, I DJed with my buddy Dan Schlock. We DJed probably half the high school dances.
Awesome.
Yeah, we did junior high dances. We did all kinds of weddings.
Well, tell us some of the songs you played, because this is going back to class 89 there, and that 80s rock music.
I really don't. I mean, we can talk about that forever, but of course, you know, Madonna's hitting the dance floor at that time, of course. Yeah. Milli Vanilli was hot. But
that was the first concert I ever saw.
Come to find out there. Yep, mine was The Fix at Wink Stadium. Where was yours?
It was in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Where was your first concert?
I never saw Milli Vanilli.
Where was your first concert that you ever seen as a music concert that wasn't in your backyard in the holler?
Oh, you mean like at a stadium and
like
stuff like
stadium,
that?
An actual real big band.
Let's see. Well, before COVID hit, I got to see
Lawrence Welk Don't Count.
No, I'm trying to think. I can't remember known music. Does Dale Robbie count?
No. Obviously, you've never been to a concert because you'd remember the first one. But
well, some guy played during the Monster Truck Show. Does that count?
The kind of, sort of. It probably, that's that's technically a country concert.
So
they turned up the radios. That's a country concert. And
I was all disappointed because what was that? Brooks and Dunn wasn't like, I can't remember.
They were Dunn.
Yeah.
Dunn Brooks. Yeah. All right. Well, regardless of all that, remember, you always check out DaleRobbie.com or go to Dale Robbie Band on Spotify. Any of those people to check out music that's not country. Well, there's a couple country songs, but
Robbie,
it's not
with
country.
Robbie with an I-E. He's got that one song that says, I hate country music.
Yeah,
my family's still mad at him about that.
It actually has the most listens of all the songs. So,
good title.
Yeah, imagine that. All right. Well, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Sitting by the door, waiting for a score. I'm so tired of it, the same old shit.
Hi, I'm Dale Robbie, and I'd like to take the opportunity to invite you to listen to the Dale Robbie Band. Join guitar virtuoso James Schneider, harmonica legend Danny Donuts, harmonica newcomer Mason Dixon, and with the spoons and washboard, and Kevin Turner from Trixie Tang. All vocals, drums, percussion, and keyboards by me, Dale Robbie. Every song is written by my good friend Rob Bird.
The black crow flies away. Sky shadow, spirit guide.
Recorded and mastered by Rob at the Country Paradise Studios, the debut album The Black Crow Flies Away has a little of everything.
Flying towards the dream we share.
Country, blues, rock and roll, an Americana tradition, all wrapped into one album.
In my life I made fun of a million country songs, but now I'll take time to write one for you.
The Crossroads of Tomorrow takes a look at the darker side of the world and is a bit heavier than The Black Crow Flies Away.
The Crossroads of Tomorrow, looking back at yesterday, a search for a new future, not sure which way.
Stream both of these and any new music put out by the Dale Robbie Band on Spotify or anywhere else you like to stream music.
I wrote 3 songs before noon today. It's something I do when I'm alone.
If you are so inclined to purchase one of these albums, or both, a great place to find them is on Amazon Music or iTunes. A purchase goes a long way in defeating an almost starving musician. Feel free to put on Spotify and hit repeat. Sends me pennies to my account. From me, Dale Robbie, and the rest of the band, check out the Dale Robbie Band and have an awesome life and make music every day.